Shirley Griffith.
And I'm Steve Ember with the VOA Special English Program, People in America. Every week, we tell the story of someone important in the history of the United States. Today, we will tell about Nat King Cole, one of America's most popular singers.
Nat King Cole was born in the southern city of Montgomery, Alabama, in 1919. His parents named him Nathaniel Adams Coles. His father was a Christian minister. When Nathaniel was 4 years old, his parents moved the family north to Chicago, Illinois. Nat learned to play the piano when he was very young. His mother was the only piano teacher he ever had. He gave his first public performance when he was 4. By the time he was 12, Nat was playing piano at his father's church.
Nat played piano in New York City and in Los Angeles, California, when he was a young man. In 1937, he formed a group that played jazz music. Oscar Moore played the guitar, and Wesley Prince played the bass. The trio reportedly did not need a drummer because Nat's piano playing kept the beat so well. They named the group the King Cole Trio. At the same time, Nat also changed his name to Nat King Cole. The trio soon became very popular. Nat sang some songs, but mostly played the piano. By the middle 1940s, Nat King Cole was beginning to be known as a popular singer as well as a jazz piano player. He was one of the first musicians to record with the new Capitol Records. The first song he recorded for Capitol was Straighten Up and Fly Right. He wrote the song. The words were based on his father's teachings. The song became one of the biggest hits of 1943. It sold more than 500,000 copies.
1, 2, 3, 4. Took a monkey for a ride in the air. The monkey thought that everything was on the square. The buzzer tried to throw the monkey off of his back. The monkey grabbed his neck and said, "Now listen, Jack. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top. Ain't no use in diving. What's the use of jiving? Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top." The buzzer told the monkey, "You are choking me. Release your hold and I will set you free." The monkey looked the buzzer right dead in the eye and said, "Your story is so touching, but it sounds just like a lie. Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow your top."
Nat recorded hundreds of songs. Some of the most popular include Sweet Lorraine, Nature Boy, Those Lazy, Hazy, Crazy Days of Summer, When I Fall in Love, and Mona Lisa. In 1950, the American film industry gave him an award for his recording of Mona Lisa. That song made him famous as a singer.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you. You're so like the lady with the mystic smile. Is it only 'cause you're lonely they have blamed you for that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile. Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there, and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Are just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art.
By 1956, Nat King Cole was known internationally. He signed an agreement to appear for a lot of money at the Sands Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. Nat often performed in places that only admitted white people. Black leaders criticized him. Nat said he attempted to take legal action against those places, but often failed. Nat earned more money and moved to California. He bought a house in an area where white people lived. At that time, many white Americans did not want to live near blacks. White homeowners nearby protested the purchase of a house by a black family. Nat and his family refused to leave and lived in the house without problems.
Nat was the first black man to have his own television show. His show began on NBC television in 1956. NBC agreed to support the Nat King Cole show for a while. It hoped American companies would pay to sell their products on the show. However, major companies were not willing to advertise on a show that had a black performer. They were concerned that white people in the southern part of the United States would not buy their products. Many Americans watched the show, but NBC halted production after a year. Nat King Cole also acted in movies. The best known one is St. Louis Blues. He acted the part of the jazz composer W.C. Handy. He also appeared in a film about himself called The Nat King Cole Story. In the 1950s, he sang with some of the best known orchestras of the time. Here, Nat King Cole sings When I Fall in Love with the Gordon Jenkins Orchestra.
When I fall in love, it will be forever, or I'll never fall in love. In a restless world like this is, love is ended before it's begun. And too many moonlight kisses seem to cool in the warmth of the sun.
Nat King Cole was married two times. In 1936, he married a dancer, Nadine Robinson. Their marriage failed. In 1948, he married Maria Ellington. They had three children. They also adopted and raised two other children.
Nat King Cole always smoked a lot of cigarettes. He died of cancer of the lung in February 1965. He was only 45 years old. He received many awards during his life. He also received many more after his death. One was a 1990 Grammy Award for Lifetime Achievement. Nat's daughter, Natalie, followed her father as a singer. She recorded many songs after her father died. In 1991, Natalie Cole recorded an album called Unforgettable. It contains 22 of Nat King Cole's songs, including the song Unforgettable. Modern technology made it possible to mix her voice with a recording of her father singing the same song.
That's what you are.
Unforgettable, though near or far.
Like a song of love that clings to me. How the thought of you does things to me. Never before has someone been more
unforgettable in every way.
And forevermore. That's how you'll stay.
That's how you'll stay.
That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too.
Millions of Nat King Cole's recordings were sold while he was alive. And today, people around the world still enjoy listening to the music of one of America's greatest performers of popular and jazz music.
This special English program was written by Yenny Jahiden Groh and produced by Katie Weaver. Our studio engineer was David Boddington. I'm Shirley Griffith.
And I'm Steve Ember. Join us again next week at this time for another People in America program on The Voice of America. Thank you.